My next question, you talk about four traditional Dakota values. Could you elaborate on each of those just a little bit, kind of give a brief introduction for people who aren't familiar what you think those are?
Well, when you talk about the four values alone, without referencing to anything, they sound abstract. So you have to really take those values and apply them to a situation, a situation in your workplace, a situation in your personal life, or whatever. For example, if you're going to enforce policies and procedures on travel, if you're the board chairman, if you're the chair of a board, and one member is not following travel policies, you have to have the courage to confront that individual and say, hey, this is what you have to do. And if somebody comes up to you and asks you a question that may or may not get you in trouble, you have to be honest. You have to have the courage to be honest. They come up to you and say, hey, did you say this? And if you lie about it, then you don't have the courage to be honest. So don't say anything that you're not willing to be honest about. And because of what I mentioned earlier about the lawlessness that we live in and the lack of due process, you have to persevere. You have to have perseverance to be able to live within this lawless society, without due process. Because if you don't, you'll go crazy. And if you don't, you become just as crooked and corrupt as those around you. And when you're in that situation, in that environment, you often develop the same type of behavior as those around you. But by being generous won't prevent you from becoming corrupt like everybody else, cowardly and unethical like everybody else. Generosity will help you recognize the good traits in people, will help you when you help somebody else, you help in yourself. So generosity is, may not appear to be an important trait, but it's a very, or characteristic, but it's very important when it applied in the right manner.
So you're not talking just about generosity, like giveaways and sharing your stuff. You're also talking about what some people call a generosity of spirit, where you're willing to give people the benefit of the doubt, where you're willing to share your time with people. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. For example, I once went into a tribal chairman's office and asked him a question. He sat there the whole 5 minutes looking at a paper. Not glancing up on me, not glancing, up at me, just nodding his head every once in a while. As a tribal chairperson, he didn't even have the generosity to share 5 minutes with me. And when I left that office, my mind was made up that come election time, I would not vote for that person. And I didn't, because he wasn't generous with his time.